Good morning, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SouthCars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SouthCars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCAR server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8 Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for this digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session is actually Mike, WA1NXI, and he's from the grand state of Maine. My name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I'm located in the beautiful city of Vero Beach, Florida, where it's currently a temperature of 74 with a high today of about 84, but bright sunshine out there. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. Hearing no emergency traffic, that's always a great thing. How about anyone celebrating a birthday this week or last week that would like to come aboard? No birthday stations either. All right, I guess that's okay. You know, this is the Sunday morning rag, too. The purpose of this net is to bring our members and non-members together in a relaxed and informal atmosphere to enjoy a moderated rag chew. Our topic this morning is about April Fool's Day. You know, I believe that was on Tuesday, and hopefully you'll have some stories to share. You know, I do want to let everyone know that Gordon and myself spent some time last night with that person we talk about in the preamble, Kilo Bravo 8 Zulu Golf Lima, Mike, and his dad. And I believe his call sign was Zulu Golf Kilo. So we spent some time with him, and we're able to enjoy some very special moments with him and Jack and his wife as well. So with that, I have no announcements at this point to make. Mike, I'm going to throw it over to you. Looking forward to you telling us about your April Fools, because I think you told us yesterday you have something to share. So with that, Mike, thanks for doing the session this morning, and I hope you had a grand birthday yesterday as well. So with that, I'm going to throw it your direction. WA1NXI from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Thank you very much, Kathy, for opening the net and getting things rolling. I got woke up on April Fool's Day with a April Fool's joke. I was told the furnace wasn't working and there was no hot water, so I got up expecting to have to go downstairs and do that, and it was running just fine. So my morning started out with one, and I never did play any practical jokes or anything during the day. But I always used to enjoy April Fool's Day, especially on my teachers, Kathy. I'd actually show up for school on April Fool's Day and play a joke on them. But anyway, we'll go ahead and open it up and see who we got aboard this morning and see what happened on their April Fool's Day, or just say hello and get the logbook rolling here. This is the South Guy Sunday Morning Rag Chew, and we're looking for check-ins.
6, Victor.
Net recognizes KY6B. Good morning, Gordon, and welcome aboard. How did you celebrate April Fools? You pull any jokes, or did you get fooled any at all?
Well, good morning, Mike. No, I can't think of any that I pulled. There were some interesting ones that I saw being pulled, however. This is Gordon, KY6V. Same weather report that Kathy gave you. It looks like we're going to have a nice sunny day. There's no rain on the horizon that I can see on the radar. At least in our neck of the woods, there's blistering cell activity headed east through the state of Georgia. So I imagine that Rebecca and Jim up there in Franklin, Georgia, are going to have a lot of rain on their parade today from what I'm seeing. But at any rate, there were a couple of cute April Fool's jokes that I ran across. One was that, and it was in written form, email form, it looked like it was an official announcement from the FCC that they have decided by committee that they are going to reactivate the requirement of CW for all ham licensing. And this went on and on and on what classes would be affected and what speed would be necessary, and that they had a year in order to get reinstated with a CW certificate to their license, or they would lose their license. And on and on and on. Look very official. Let me buy a nickel here. And then the second one that I ran into, I'm not sure what order that I came across these, but there was another announcement from the FCC. Looked very official. And this was a full-page announcement, you know, and I think there's something like, what, 500 words on a type page, if I'm not mistaken. Well, at any rate, it said that they were abolishing the AM broadcasting ban because the lack of efficiency, and that it was felt by the commission standpoint that the hams could handle that frequency allocation and make more happen than the broadcasters have been able to do. So they were phasing out all AM broadcast operation and turning the spectrum over to the hams for all mode type communication. So there you have it. Let me buy one more nickel. One of my favorite stories, Mike, that I like to mention each program that we have here for April Fools is the story behind Sam up in Michigan. Sam is K8SN. Was very instrumental along with Mike ZGL to get us coupled into the SCARS server and use the facility that they have, and it's worked out as a great relationship. Great party yesterday afternoon, too. I've been working with Mike for over 5 years. The first time I got a chance to see him eyeball and shake his hand. Great people. But at any rate, getting back to Sam for a moment, Sam tells the story that his father was quite a gambler. And when Sam was to be born, he bet a lot of people that Sam was going to be born on April Fool's Day. And he neglected on purpose, I guess, not to tell any of these people that he was betting that he knew it was going to happen on the 1st, because Sam was scheduled to be cesarean, and that's when the operation was to take place. KY6V, back to you, Mike.
Well, there you go. Thanks, Gordon, for coming aboard and sharing that. And yeah, that would be a pretty safe bet, but I wonder, was he actually born or delivered on that day, Gordon, or did he happen to come early and break his father's heart and wallet?
No, it's my understanding. That's his birthday. That's when it happened. As scheduled, Mike, over.
That'd be a good birthday. I'd make sure I fooled somebody every year on my birthday if I was born on that day. And the CW email would have been a good hoax for ham radio. I'm surprised I didn't get that from my father. He must not have seen that, or he would have surely passed that on to me. I'm glad that dinner and the meeting with Mike went well. I'm glad to hear that. And glad you finally got a chance to get an eyeball with him. That's one of the the best things about ham radio, I think. Well, I guess I'll go ahead and see who else we can drag on board here. I see Daryl popped on the board. Maybe he'll check in and let us know if they even celebrate April Fool's Day over there where he's from, and what happened on April Fool's Day for him. Anyone else listening? This is WA1NXI in the Sunday Morning Rag Chew. Looking for check-ins.
Sierra United November.
UKZ.
WH2AA2.
All right, nice call up. SUN. I noticed you were going through the Delco Doug. That was unusual, but anyway, I recognize Kathy, Daryl, and AAT, Gaylord, WH2AAT, so that's the order I'll pick them up in. K6SUN, welcome aboard the Rag Chew.
Well, good morning, Mike, and good morning to South Cars. And actually, the reason I'm in Delco Doug is I couldn't connect to Scars for some reason. I was trying through the direct IP here, but it wouldn't connect me, so that was my option to go to Delco Doug. It's my first for doing it through Delco Doug. April 1st. You well know I was on a spring break, and I had quite an event that happened on spring break. Gordon and I were married, so I returned back on April the 1st. Some of my children knew. Some of them knew the name, the change of name. So the first school I go to in the morning, as they walked in, and as I walked in, about 90% of them called me by Mrs. Smith, and the others said, you know, I don't know you by that. I'll call you by Dagenhart. So that was how the one school greeted me, and on the other one, actually, the teacher I teach with at both schools had written my name on the board. He told the children to greet me as I came in, and they absolutely forgot. They said they know me by Dagenhart, not by Smith. So that was my April Fool's. It was returning to school after a spring break and after a marriage and a great time, and to have to end out my school year. But I want to thank you for that interesting picture this morning, Mike. I forwarded that to my whole entire school because I think that's what a lot of the teachers are feeling right now. So thank you, Mike, for picking me up, and I'll turn it back to you.
Oh, very good, Kathy. Sorry about the little delay there. My transmit button's not working when I'm not on that, when I'm not on the EchoLink page again. I had some router problems, so I'll have to go in there and change it like I did the first time, I guess, with the IP address not changing and stuff. Actually, I ended up getting a new router because I couldn't get the other one straightened out, but yeah, I bet a lot of the students will have a hard time adjusting to your new name. They'll be stuck on the old one for a while, but it'll come around. I was wondering if any of them tried to play any jokes on you during the day, Kathy. Back to you from WA1NXI.
Well, Mike, actually, you know, I work at two schools. One's it's called Data House. It's a drug treatment center. No, they were pretty good. You know, it was between the two names, and wanted to know how things went. They were pretty good. I went to my other school, however, and as I walked in, they said this was April Fool's Day, so we're going to pull this joke on you. And I asked them what, and they said, we're not going to do any work today. That's about all they did. And I didn't have anything from anyone else trying to think about anyone. And, of course, you know, Gordon wouldn't pull any jokes on me, and no one that I contacted at all. So it usually goes by just as another day. But, you know, I guess I pulled a joke. Well, it wasn't really a joke on all the kids, but I advised them that starting tomorrow, Monday, and throughout this month and part of May, they will be testing for FCAT here in Florida and end-of-course exams. So I gave them, it wasn't an April Fool's joke. It was actually the truth. But I think they thought it was a joke. Back to you, Mike, and thanks for picking me up again.
I hope they don't show up Monday not thinking that they're going to start their testing there. Then they'll find out the joke was on them. But thanks for being there, Kathy, and thanks for coming aboard. And just wanted to tell you, I didn't realize that one of the classes that you taught was a drug treatment type of thing. I'll have to ask you more about that sometime. Wondering what kind of stuff you could, teach. Maybe it's school for them. I don't know. I'll have to get more info on that. It sounds kind of interesting. But anyway, Kathy, I'm going to go ahead and break with you, and we'll move on, and we'll pick up Daryl, B-O-1-U-K-Z. Good morning, and welcome to the Sunday Ride Crew.
Good morning, Mike. I came in a couple of minutes late here this morning, so I guess the topic this morning is April Fool's Day, or related topics. I hadn't had anyone try any in particular on me, because I work with quite a serious crowd of people, so that wasn't really an issue. I did hear a couple of good ones on TV, apparently published in a British paper. I'd say there's more out there that heard about this one. Apparently the Queen was fracking for oil in the backyard of Buckingham Palace. It was published in a British paper. I did like that one. And a Canadian airline apparently was going to be switching their departure times to metric time, if you can wrap your head around that one, milliminutes and all the sort of craziness that they were talking about, but it was good. Nonetheless, they had commercials and whatnot, and there was all kinds of other good ones on YouTube and whatnot. It's April Fool's Day has fast become a corporate marketing gimmick for hundreds and hundreds of companies around the world, and of course, the internet has contributed to that one quite well. Anyway, my South Carolina number is Echo 2130, and I will stick around this morning through the rest of the net. Great job as always, Mike. Back to you, VO1UKZ, St. John's, Newfoundland.
Well, fine business, Daryl. Yeah, that is on the internet and TV. There's a lot of jokes that the media played, and some of the older ones were pretty funny. I was reading about the history of April Fool's Day on some links that Kathy sent me, and some of the old jokes, and some of them are pretty funny. Fooled the whole world with a UFO joke over the radio. I don't remember the year, but it was a while ago. And if I can figure out how to figure out metric time, I'd be doing pretty good, I guess. Never going to catch a plane out of Canada. But anyway, thanks for being there, Daryl. Always good to hear from you. Always look for you on the board there for somebody out of the States to get checked in. So appreciate the check-in. You go ahead and break with you, and we'll see what AT is up to. Daylord, welcome aboard.
Okay, gang. Here on South Cars VOIP Net. I haven't been here much this year, or really come thinking last year, but I just wanted to bring up an announcement. The old saying, you got to spend money to make money. Well, we've been spending a ton of it. Got a new roof, additional attic insulation, and a 6.240 kilowatt PV system up on the roof. We're trying to make our meter go, we're not trying, it is going backwards. Supplies enough electricity through the day since we've had it up March 20th. It's going to approach 50 on the new digital meter the electric company put in. And I asked him when he's out here doing the inspection, I said, what's going to happen when it goes to the 50? He said, 5 nines will pop up. And after a kilowatt of electricity is made up, it'll be 4 nines and 8, and it'll continue to count down like that. So, hey, I'm happy. I don't have to worry about much of an electric bill from now on. even during the night. It makes, on good sunny days, makes more than enough electricity to satisfy everything in the house, plus puts quite a big credit on the tab there. So we just, the sun goes down and we use what in the heck a credit is. For instance, it started 89, the 20th of March, and it's down to number 11 now. One of these days, if it hadn't been raining yesterday, it probably would have got to the 5-9 yesterday. But I know it will be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. One of those days, it will definitely be down there about 4-9s and or 3-9s and 8-0 or something. So we're having fun with that. And we're making money. Put the old sun to work. It don't complain. The government can't control it. As they say, the sun goes up and the sun goes down each and every day of our lives. Back to you.
Wow, that's a good deal. I know you said at the beginning there that you've been spending a ton of money, and I'd like to check into that and see how much a ton of money is, because that's a good deal. I actually don't pay for running the house here. I don't pay a whole lot on my electric bill every month. I do a pretty good job of shutting everything off during the day, and shut the furnace off. That just runs the hot water, so I don't need it to heat the house. But making money on it would be a whole lot better there. I was just wondering if there was a way you could hook up like a battery system to store that extra power and then run off that at night, or is there some kind of battery system already on that, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, at additional expense, you can have batteries, but the way our cooperative, it's Clay Electric Co-op, so it's not a private individual looking for a bunch of money to do with whatever the CEOs want to do with it, extra profit. It's they put a new digital meter in, and like I say, it runs backwards after it's using all the deal, and you got a credit. And they I think the second year of January each year, they'll tally it up, and they will send you a check. Automatically, it's $25 or less. But I don't know how big this check's going to be. So I haven't even had it here on the roof here for more than, 20th of March, and here it is, the 5th of April, I think, 6th April. I don't know. Having fun retired. And so there's no batteries really needed. But one catch, I'm not on Guam anymore, where a power and phone system would go down maybe 5 minutes or up to 3 weeks. When the utility company does lose power here, I won't have any electricity, but I can count on one hand the time that's happened in the last 25 years, so I'm not really worried about none of the freezers or refrigerators or any of the foodstuffs we had has ever thawed out and spoiled on us. We got insurance on that if that would happen. That's what we pay insurance for there. So we're thoroughly happy. And the total thing, just under $30,000. And one nice thing about it, you get a 30% tax credit on your income taxes. So that's what allowed me to buy a new radio here in about this time next year. So I'm busily inquiring everybody on HF what they're using, and around here I'm going to hams and saying, hey, can I come over and listen to your umpty-ump? And I'm trying to make my decisions actual, going to somebody's ham shack and seeing how they receive, how they sound, and all that. 7-3, we'll be back quiet there. Whiskey Hotel 2 Alpha Alpha Tango. Gaylord Orange, Park, Florida.
Oh, very good. And again, that's an awesome deal. And I'm surprised a lot more people don't check into that. I can make out pretty good on something like that. Both sides of my pitch on my roof are right in the sun all day long, from the time it comes up in the morning till the time it goes down at night. So I can make out pretty good. I could get a pretty good check, I imagine. But it all depended on the prior or the cost you'd have to pay to get started, I guess. But that's awesome. And check back in more often and let us know how that's working out for you. Appreciate the check-in. And I'll go ahead and break with you and see who else we got here this morning wanting to get checked into the Sunday Rag 2 here on the Skies. This is WA1NXI. We're looking for some more check-ins. Awful quiet. It's a little late to be playing an April Fool's joke on me anyway. But anybody out there listening want to come aboard? This is WA1NXI in the Sunday Morning Rag 2.
Victor Hotel.
Net recognizes Victor Hotel. KF5VH. Steve, good morning to you.
And good morning to you, Mike, and everyone on board this morning. Good morning from Lafayette, Louisiana. 57 chilly degrees, cloudy, fog, and we're expecting rain and thunderstorms today. Not exactly Chamber of Commerce weather, but it's a day off from work, so we'll enjoy it. We'll take what we can get. I have just updated the website, and if you haven't been on there in a while, we have a new section that's up right now called Word, a Holiday, and Some History. So you might take a look at that if you haven't seen the website in a while. That section will change every day. We'll be updated every day with new information. Back to you, Mike. Everyone have a great day. This is KF5VH.
Oh, very good. And yeah, I check out the website, and especially when I get a NCS or when I'm doing the NCS, so I can bring up the preamble and stuff. Well, you do an awesome job on that. Just wanted to let you know that. I'm sure everybody tells you what a good job and how much different it looks. So keep up the good work on that, Steve. And just wondering, did you get fooled on April Fool's Day?
No. It was a day where I was able to work from home. So other than my lovely wife, I didn't have any interaction with other folks. So I avoided it that way.
Yeah, that's more or less how I didn't get tricked too much. My better half, my ex-YL, she got me in the morning, but after that I didn't get a whole lot. Not even attempts, really, because like you, I was more or less alone. My youngest son's here during the week working on my outside of the house, and he must have forgot, because he's a good prankster, but he must have forgot it was April Fool's Day. He didn't even try, unless he fooled me and I didn't catch on, which is possible. But anyway, thanks for being there, and thanks for all the work that you do on the South Cars page there, Steve, and come back aboard anytime during the net. This is WA1NXI in the South Cars Sunday Morning Rag 2. We're looking for check-ins and or comments. Good morning to you, Jim. And what are you up to this morning? And tell us a little bit about your April Fool's Day. I think it's more of a kids holiday or a kids day. They're more the jokers, I think, there, Jim. But Anyway, good morning to you, and KV4QY from WA1 NXI.
Oh, WA1 NXI. Man. KV4QY. Echo 1880. Yeah. Well, good morning, Mike. And, yeah, we did all right with it. April Fool's Day was on Tuesday. And I had the net, the Handy Am net on Tuesday. So I got a bunch of tries. We had pretty good ones. One of them going around at the FCC has decided that they're going to re-implement the CW for extra generals and extras. So you'd have to be going for general or extra, you'd have to do that code thing again. And they had several of them bid on that one. I forgot what the other one was, but it was just as ridiculous. I forgot what it was. But that one, Oh, yeah. That's what it was. Obama, April Fool's Day, Obama passed his general class license. That's right. That's what it was. But that and on the license, there was a number of people that bid on that one. And they had plenty of comments about it. Oh, boy. Several people were happy they already had their extra class license. Let me cycle here. And there were several of them that they wondered would they have to complete the CW for their extra class when it comes up for renewal. No, but several of them bid on that. And there were several people was considerably upset about that. And then the Obama passed the general class licenses. Oh, Lord. My only comment about that is I bet he'll have a long wait before anybody will ever answer his CQ. Anyhow, there you go. KV4QX, KV4QY.
Oh, you had a lot of fun with that net. And I missed that because I was taking care of some... I don't remember what it was at this point, but I was taking care of something, and I was away from the house. But, yep, hello to everybody. This is Rebecca, KV4QX. And, yeah, April Fool's Day can be a lot of fun. And when you get busy with that, try not to stir up too much trouble. Have a ball, everybody. We'll catch you later. This is KV4QX.
Oh, very nice. Jim and Rebecca, I got you both on the log, and Yeah, I like that Obama one. That would have been a funny email to receive, Jim. And Gordon brought up earlier about the FCC email about the CW coming back mandatory. I didn't receive that one either. I would have handed that off to a few people if I did. That was a good one. And I like your comment about you'd be waiting for a while to get an answer to his call. But I would tell you what my reply or my comment would be under that, but it probably wouldn't be fit to say here on ham radio. But anyway, Jim, thanks for being there and coming aboard, and thank you, Rebecca. And please come back aboard anytime with any comments there in the net. Just jump right in. This is WA1NXI and the Sunday Morning Rag Chew. Looking for check-ins, recheck-ins, comments, anything you got.
Sierra United November.
Net recognizes S-U-N. Good morning again, Kathy, and just a quick morning to, good morning to O-O-V-I, Pete. I seen you pop in. Just good morning to you. And over to you, Kathy, from WA1NXI.
All right. Thank you once again, Mike. And I'll first explain to you about Data House, the drug treatment center, just so you have some information. The children are housed there for about 6 months, 24 hours. They can't leave unless they earn the privilege. But I, along with another teacher, share the teaching, the educational room. So I teach English and social studies, and the other teacher is math and science. I work there in the morning from about 8 to noon, and then the teacher completes the day. So it has nothing to do with drugs. That is on the facility itself. They have different therapists that come in, and they have different activities they do. But my part is just the educational part. But let me pause here for a moment, and I thought that this would be a good time to maybe just go over our month's schedule that's ahead of us. So if people aren't checking that website, they at least know those programs that are coming up. So let me pause, and I'll go over that schedule. All right, if you haven't looked at the website, like Steve says, it changes either daily, or it'll change weekly with a new picture on maybe one of the programming nets. So right now he has a picture about Earth Day, and that's one of our nets that come up the Sunday Morning Rag Chew next weekend. But other Rag Chews include Happy Easter and Ask an Elmer once again. The Global Family Hour, we're going to have April Fun. That's always a great session. We're going to talk about those memorable expeditions. Now we have the Contiki. If you've never heard about the Contiki, you'll want to join us for that. And the Titanic actually sank during the month of April. Then we're going to have May Day, what May Day means. And so I just wanted to share those. And on April the 17th is our next TIN. The topic is going to be antennas, coax, and efficiency. They're all on our website. Check it out. But I just thought I'd inform everyone about them so that they know what's coming up. So with that, I'm going to turn it back your direction, Mike, and hopefully you can get some more check-ins. We don't like to close before at least 1 hour, so hopefully others will come aboard. Back to you, Mike.
Oh, very good, Kathy. Thanks for bringing that up. All the upcoming nets. I never heard of the Contiki until last time when we talked about that, and I actually got the book on my Kindle. I have Kindle for PC. It's a program right here on the laptop, but it works just like a Kindle. And I actually got the book about the Contiki. Hope I'm saying that right. Anyway, yeah, it's a pretty interesting story, and it goes right along with ham radio, so I hope everybody joins in and listens to that and has a few comments about it. I'm sure people heard it and checked into it last time, but that's an awesome topic. And I'm sure there's somebody out there waiting to get checked in, Kathy. At least I'm hoping that's what it's going to be. So I'll break with you, and we'll see who else is out there wanting to get on board or recheck. WA1NXI, looking for check-ins.
Good morning. Oscar Vic India reporting.
Good morning, Pete. Welcome aboard. How's your morning been so far? Maybe a comment about your April Fool's Day and those magnolias that I mentioned yesterday. Was I about, 2 or 3 weeks early? KD4OVI from WA1MXI.
Yeah, I want to extend warm wishes to everybody. Hope everything is well with everybody in the net. Of all the problems that one has gently disappeared with the coming of spring. And I guess we're hoping to have a good springtime for us all down here in Central Florida with the arrival of summer. I tell you, Mike, cause down here it's something else. Either you got winter, you got summer, but there's no breaks. Nothing in between that I would resemble either fall or springtime. Very, very unusual weather condition here, but anyway, it's good to hear from you. And magnolias. No, they haven't come arrived yet. They're still dormant. I'm looking at the leaves. I'm looking at the buds that's supposed to come out. They haven't stretched their wings yet. So we're waiting it. We just got through with a volley of azaleas. They came aboard. Oh, they're beautiful. I've got some white ones, some in between white and red ones. They look like an aurora, light aurora on them. And their scents then disappeared already. They only here briefly. They're about a week or two. They show themselves up in the corral as ever, as lovely as they do, exist. I'm trying to paint a beautiful picture of them, and it's hard to do. They're just so beautiful. It's hard to tell how to describe them as they are, but they are beautiful flowers. As of magnolia, I mean, magnolias are really a brusque flower. It's really it's got four or five petals on one, and then in the inner say another four, and they sort of loop, they sort of droop into the flower region. I mean, who in the world could ever design a flower like that but God? Back to you, Mike. Katie Fuasi, Rick India.
Well, thank you, Pete, for checking in and putting that beautiful picture out there, Pete, because if I ever moved down to Florida, it wouldn't be the weather and the heat, humidity that attracted me there. It'd be it's a beautiful place, the trees and the flowers, and I don't know what those things that hang out of all the trees down there, that they hang down, and I guess they're not good for the tree, but it's just the look down there that amazes me when I'm down there, more than the weather, and the smell. Some places where there's a lot of the flowers, you can walk, and the smell is different than the flowers here in Maine. So you didn't have to try real hard to paint that picture to me, Pete, because I like that picture. But anyway, thanks for being there. Thanks for coming aboard. And you're welcome to jump back in with any comments anytime. This is WA1NXI in the Sunday Morning Rag 2. Looking for check-ins.
Victor X-Ray Papa.
Net recognizes DXP. Rick. N1VXP from WA1NXI. Good morning to you and welcome aboard.
This is N1VXP, Rick in Chillicothe, Ohio, Echo 2102. Temperature 47 degrees. Wow. Just jumped up 5 degrees in the last few minutes, so warming up nice. It's going to be up to 60. And definitely no rain in sight for a while. As far as April Fools, I can remember both my brother and I used to try it every single year, trying to come up with something that we could pull on our parents, but somehow they always seemed to be one step ahead of us. And, there was one time, I can remember it was so funny because we were trying to come up with one, and all of a sudden my dad, before we even had a chance, he would say, "Hey, we're going on a vacation, and, we're going out to California." Well, we were thinking, wait a minute, how can we go on vacation and go to California when here it was in April? And my dad said, "Well, no, we're going in June. As soon as school's out, we're going to take a trip." So we're all thinking, "Oh, wow, this is going to be great." Not really paying attention to the fact it was April 1st. And by the end of the day, we were all excited, thinking, "Oh, we're going to go here and there." And my dad says, "Now, wait a minute, guys. We can't afford this." So it was April Fool's joke. And we were all planning on where we were going to stay and what we were going to do. Not even paying attention. Let me drop for a second. It was so funny because it was such a big excitement that we had forgotten all about what we were going to pull on my parents. So they got us really good, and they even had the neighbors all saying, "Yeah, you're going to go and have fun and this and that." And here my brother and I was like, I think I was like 9 and my brother was 11, so we never even thought about it. So after that, my dad says, "Now, next year, don't try to plan anything. Don't try to pull anything on us, because we're always going to be one step ahead of you." And it was so funny because my brother and I decided, well, we'll give up on this one. But, it was, I remember April Fool's in school. Kids would always come up with something for the teacher, or the teacher would come up with something, and it was kind of instructional. I liked when the teacher one time said, "Well, we're going to do something different. We're going to go outside. We're going to do a little classroom project outside." And we were like, "Okay." And that ended up being a joke. But it was, I always enjoyed April 1st. I think for around here, this past April 1st, if people think about the weather, well, it was in the 60s a couple days before. And April 1st, it jumped all the way up to 80 degrees. Well, like, wait a minute, this is summer. What the heck is going on here? Let me drop one more second. And, it was the idea of April 1st being 80 degrees. I was like, okay. But our weather experience is that usually when we get really nice weather, it's always followed by a couple of days of stormy weather. And sure enough, that's what happened. Got windy, we got rain, and never got any severe weather, but it was kind of an inclement type of weather. Back during the winter, sometimes we get warm temperatures and followed by one of those Arctic blasts that, temperatures down below zero, and we're like, wow, kind of wish we had more weather, warm weather. But, as far as April, that's, to me, is the one I like the best. Is you always can figure you get a super nice day and then followed by stormy days. But, it's just the way life is. And what's the XP back to net control?
All right, very good. And geez, that was a mean joke that your dad played, get you all excited like that. I can just imagine the look on your face when you found out it was a joke. But that's what April Fool's is all about, I guess. The guy that forgets that it's April Fool's Day is the guy that usually gets fooled, and the guy that remembers is the guy that's waiting for it and doesn't get fooled. And yeah, we had a lot of days like that, Rick, where it's good one day and stormy the next couple of days, but tomorrow's supposed to be in the 50s. Be the first time this spring that I've seen the 50s. Well, I guess maybe we hit 50 once, but supposed to be in the 50s tomorrow, so time will tell, and I'm looking forward to that. Still can't get the bike out. Another week or so after the snow's gone. I gotta wait for the mud to get gone where it's parked. And anyway, hopefully there's gonna be some good days right in a row for a while. Rick, I seen a thing on Facebook this morning that said Maine changed its four seasons. It has, it had winter, and then springter, which was half spring and half winter, and then summer. So they changed it all around. Anyway, thanks for being there, Rick. Always good to hear from you and see what your weather is, because I know it's headed my way. And I'll go ahead and break with you and see if we can't pick up anyone else to get on the log or any comments on anything that's been mentioned today. WA1NXI and the South Cache Sunday Ragju. Looking for check-ins. Alrighty, well, not hearing anyone. I'm rushing to get checked in, but I did see a friend and old fellow NCS, I guess, just pop on the board. So, Jack, T4JAK, just in time. I was just getting ready to close shop here, but how are you, and can I get you on the log?
Well, all right, Mike. Good morning. Okay, I don't know what the temperature is up there, but it's a nice warm morning down here anyway. But I'm glad to see it's working. I just had to upgrade my modem. I went to a new Motorola modem for my high-speed stuff here. I guess my other one was so far outdated it was causing problems. So I just got off the phone with Comcast, and everything's registered, and it's up and working. So what can I say? Doing good. Sounding good. Good to hear you, Mike. Haven't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing great up that way. Y'all enjoy your day there. Hope the dog's doing good. I got Kitty Cat right here beside me. You know, she had to help me out with all the work, you know. Had to get her nose right in there, see what's going on. You know how that goes. Can't do anything around here without my fuzzy help. Go ahead, Mike, K4JAK, WA1NXI.
Oh, very good, Jack. And you're sounding good. Yeah, I mentioned earlier I had some problems, but it wasn't with my modem, it was with the router. I ended up getting a new router. I have Beeline cable here in Farmington, and the modem comes from the cable company itself, so I guess when it's time to upgrade, hopefully they'll do that. Won't have to worry about that problem, Jack. Yeah, anyway, I have a cat that likes to hang out and be where the action is also, and keep a bag of temptations. I don't know, you probably know what those are. Your cats are spoiled. Those little cat treats, temptations. I have to keep a bag downstairs on my desk that I have for tools and workshop down there, and keep a bag of temptations up here, Jack. So there you go. I know the feeling. And thanks for getting checked in, Jack. I appreciate it, and I'll see if anyone else wants to come aboard here before we bring her to a close. This is WA1NXI in the Sunday Rag 2, looking for check-ins. Alright, it's kind of quiet, so I guess it's getting a little dried up and probably time to bring it to a close. I appreciate everyone being here this morning and checking in. And before I do the preamble, I'll just see if Kathy or Gordon had anything they wanted to cover as far as announcements go. I'm pretty sure everything is covered, but just in case, I'll ask for KY6V or K6SUN with any comments or information that you'd like to pass on.
Yeah, 6 Victor, sir.
Alrighty. Good morning, Gordon. I'm pretty sure you covered everything, but just thought I'd throw the opportunity out there just in case. So, take her away.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Good morning to you, Jack. Great get-together yesterday, and we appreciate that, sir. Good news on the modem update. I'm going to be interested to see what your speed test may turn out for you. I just wanted to mention, I think everything has been covered here, Mike, that we are in need of some additional NCSs. And this seems to be a battle cry that we call out regularly each week. But if anybody out there would think that they'd like to find out what it's all about, just drop us an email at voip@voipnet.southcars.com. We'll get into a conversation and tell you what we're looking for and what is involved and all of the fun that can be had. So with that, thanks, Mike. Have a great day, sir. Keep us posted on when your motorcycle comes out of the cocoon. KY6V, over.
All right. Well, thanks for the update there on Gordon. And I'd like to see some of the people that I talk to on here as NCSs. They got wonderful voices and great personalities. So hopefully somebody will answer that battle cry and find out how much fun they can have and how much things they can learn. And, you know, it's practice for ham radio also. But anyway, hopefully people will start getting more involved there. And I was going to mention something else, Gordon. Oh, the bike and the cocoon, I can't wait. I just getting that fever, you know. And won't be long, so I'll keep you posted. And I'll go ahead and get ready to wrap this up. I'll say this is the South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service, and this net is conducted under the guidelines of the South Cars. Oh, I'm actually reading the wrong part, I guess. Sorry about that. And having a little bit of technical difficulty, but I'll get it. Here we go. This has been the South Cars, South Coast Amateur Radio Service. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on the VOIPSouthCars.com website. Your net control for this session has been Mike, and my call is WA1NXI. And I'll say 73s, but before I do, I'll just mention that need for NCSs one more time, and just think of all the fun you can have messing up right in the middle of a net. Hi. Anyway, 73s to all, and I'll bring this session to a close and thank everybody for their participation. Net closed.